This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That means our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That also means our FedEx and UPS and U.S. mail haulers out there getting the job done, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase, all one word. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can hear the show streaming over there live. When we're not live, you'll hear the latest show over there playing over and over again. It does that all day until the next live show comes on. And, of course, we've got all our stuff over there and links to different websites and people that come on the program, like my next guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and also the host of Military Matters. And good morning to you, Colonel. Ta-da! 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 All right, we'll get them quiet. There you go. They're being rowdy this morning.
Good morning, Captain. Great to be with you, as always.
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let's say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, Colonel, you know, I think, and we'll get started with some military stuff first, I think there's been another multi-series missile attack on various cities in the Ukraine by Russia. I'm not seeing anything on the alphabet soup networks, but our national radio news channels were picking it up and were mentioning it.
Yeah, I just looked it up. Reuters has picked up on it, so it's got some validity. They say that there's about 100 missiles, apparently, or 100 things that were reportedly missile fires, and there were explosions that were heard in three key cities, which has almost become commonplace, the names of cities that to listeners and all, like Kiev, Zhytomyr, and Odessa.
Wow.
And that's the local media there for Ukraine, as well as Reuters, have reported that. And this is on the wake a day after Russian forces had renewed attacks on Kherson, which is a strategic and battered city there as well. So, yeah, I think it's valid. It's happened, and it was a new thing. And then it's also in the wake of Vladimir Putin and Russia having come out and rejecting the peace offer by Zelensky in Ukraine.
Now, there's something interesting that's happened in Russia. One of their generals that was in charge of the tanks and the beans and the bullets has shown up dead.
Yeah, and this is the second senior general involved with armament industry in Russia in a pretty short order. I don't know what to read into that. We don't know. It's, you know, knowing what's going on behind the walls of the Kremlin and what's really going on with Vladimir is almost as difficult as to determine what's going on in the mind in North Korea. But it is suspicious. You know, they look at it. Both generals were pretty old. They were up in years, but at least one of them had no known, at least as far as we knew, health issues. So that was taken by surprise. So I hate to read much into it until we know more about it. And it's very easy to latch on to and say, oh, well, it was a part of the, you know, Vladimir's secret death squads to kill folks. But in some ways, that would play against him. Of course, the one of them was he canceled hours before that. He canceled a visit to that tank factory and munitions plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, later in the day, the death of that the general in charge of that, who was a very longstanding general, who was very formidable and very important to Russian defense for his career. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. What it means and what the truth is, well, we don't know yet, but it's worth looking at.
And just to mention this, because we're coming up on the break, Russia has rejected Ukraine's latest proposal for peace talks. They've blown them off and said, nope, we're not going to do it. So Putin, who was going to talk, now he doesn't want to talk, so we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, from the Russian perspective, that's not surprising. And from the Ukrainian perspective, the demands to accept peace by Vladimir are totally unreasonable. So,
okay.
Hey.
Hold that thought. We're going to go to break. We're coming right back more with Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, and we are talking with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He is the host of a show called Military Matters, and he's also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, namely Moss Nissan, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Now, they've got several Nissan locations, starting with the one in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Nissan here on Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to the Acura dealership, and the all-new Nissan store up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the parkway, just this side of the toll road. So there you go. Either one that you go to, stop in there, tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to find out that the You Serve, You Save program is alive and well. That means active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, as well as church pastors, get afforded a great deal on the vehicle they're looking at, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. Now, also, you get the Moss Care package with whatever you buy, which is the free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
You know, we could spend the next 3.5 days trying to talk about what the hell's going on with Southwest Airlines, but just for the heck of it, they still don't have it right. I'm going to go over to FlightAware. That's what I've been watching. I'm going to update the page, which I'm doing right now. And this is just unbelievable. 2,355 canceled flights. That is 58% of their flights are canceled. And delayed, they have 53 flights delayed.
Yeah, I listened last night to an interview with the Southwest Airlines Pilots Union. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he had to walk a fine line because he's defending his employer. But at the same time, he was taking the executives, the CEO, to task on that. And I was hoping that interview would fully answer all the questions I have and viewers have about what exactly and precisely is why this has happened in Southwest Airlines. I mean, it hit everybody, but the weather doesn't explain it all. And he partially answered that, but it still left some questions on them because he talked about the processes and about the way that they use software and how they walk a thin line to try to maintain costs, and how he warned over the last decade that they were just a snowstorm away from calamity, which now occurred. And I don't know how much you attribute that to, a union guy talking about that and how much of it is true. But clearly, Southwest Airlines does have some process issues that they're not going to solve in the next couple of days. It's going to get better weather is going to probably give them the reprieve, and I'm pretty sure. But I do know another thing. Their problems are going to be solved because I believe the free market's going to drive it, and it is driving because they're losing money, hugely.
11,000 flights, you bet they are.
Yeah, and Congress is going to investigate and all that. And every time I hear that about Congress, I hear Peter Buttigieg come on and saying, well, we're going to hold them accountable. I said, well, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, that's good. Hold them accountable. But the first question is that folks need to know is, why did it occur? Are there things that are just due to right there? Because there's probably always two or three variables that cause particular problems there. And sometimes we leap ahead to do that because, well, Buttigieg and the crew, they like to say, well, we're going to hold them accountable. We're going to hold corporate America accountable. And that's just as political as, you know, the CEO trying to defend his livelihood and the livelihood of Southwest Airlines. So truth is always somewhere in between. More to be seen. We'll see how it goes.
Well, Buddy Boy Buttigieg needs to watch his own little fine and straight arrow line that he's got going, because he has no clue. He's way in over his head with this. If he tries to get involved with this, he'll make it much worse. I do know that there is an out-of-date, antiquated computer system that has something to do with this.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty clear. Now, I'm not an IT guy. I don't know what it is, but that makes sense. We're attributed. But, yeah, as far as Peter Buttigieg, what has he gotten involved in since he became a part of the administration that he has shown any type of capacity for running his cabinet position? He's right up there with, the Department of Homeland Security is folks that
Mayorkas.
In the real world, they'd be fired because of incompetence.
Yeah. You are absolutely positively right. And we'll just have to see what the story is, what happens when we move along. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see what happens as we continue. Now, perhaps when we talk about, and I don't want to spend a lot more time on the Southwest thing, it'll get solved, I'm sure, because there'll be so much pressure against it. But what we really need to talk about is this Title 42 thing and what's coming there. There may be as many as 20 or 30 or 40 or 50,000 people just over the horizon waiting for this final decision on this Title 42 to be turned loose and hit the border all at the same time, which would overwhelm everything. And then here we go again, another bunch of people. We have no idea who's in the country.
We're waiting for February for the Supreme Court to take it back up again. And they've given the government and the attorneys general for the various states that are impacted by this until then to butcher the case. We'll see. Yeah, the administration has made some very curious pronouncements in the wake of that. Basically come out and said, well, it was a 5-4 decision. Go figure that. Anything of any consequences is probably almost always going to be a 5-4 decision for the good or bad. In this case, I think for the good, but not for the prolonged good. It's not resolved. It just waylaid it. And, of course, the administration came out and says, well, we're grateful that the Supreme Court did not prevent us, the administration, from doing what we want to do with regard to 42. Good Lord. Captain, it never ends, does it?
No. Now, I didn't say anything about this yesterday because I wanted to get more information, but apparently there is a public affairs guidance that's out there rescinding the COVID-19 vaccination mandate that's gone out to the military that acknowledges that troops discharged over the vaccine may not all be reinstated, as was previously mentioned. What are you hearing?
Yeah, that's precisely what I heard. And when the Congress did not include that proviso in this omnibus bill and the like that they did, I became very, very concerned. I don't know if that represents a sellout by wavering of the incoming speaker and the like. I'm not sure what it was, but I very much wanted to see that because I thought that was justice served.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to say, hey, we're no longer to do this, we were wrong, we're sorry,
mm-hmm.
To not make right by those honorably serving folks that you gave the boot to is just plain wrong, in my estimation.
Yeah, because they're taking back what they said they were going to get, and everybody knows what was said.
Yeah, the truth is either the truth or what it is not. If you made a mistake, it isn't just, forgive us for the mistake that we made in the past. There's real human beings out there whose livelihoods and, quite frankly, the security of the nation is being impacted by this. You can't divorce this from the fact that all the services are just absolutely clamoring to recruit and having to lighten up the rules for how they recruit and trying to change rules like the Air Force just did in the Navy in order to retain people and no more up or out. It's insane. And former military, you and I, we don't think that this bodes well for the long-term security of the nation, because you got to retain good people. You got to attract good people. And if that's something you got to go in on, you can't just throw money at that. It won't solve it. You've got to make people want to serve and give them a reason to serve and want to keep serving.
Yeah.
And that's the service to the nation.
That's all true. Everything you said is absolutely positively true. All right. Well, you're going to stick around for an extra segment, so hang on and I'll be right back to you. We're on the Thursday edition here of the Captain's America Third Watch. Myself and retired U.S. Army Colonel Kevin Wright. When we come back, more about a couple things coming up here. We'll tell you about with his group and with something I'm doing, and we'll take your calls. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. When Southwest Airlines reassigns crews after flight disruptions, it typically relies on a system called SkySolver. This Christmas, SkySolver not only failed, it also helped create one of the worst industry meltdowns in recent history. SWA Chief Executive Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
Erie County in New York is reporting the death toll from the Buffalo blizzard over the Christmas weekend rose to 37 on Wednesday. The natural disaster makes this the deadliest lake effect snowstorm on record since at least 1950. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the Democrat from Maryland, announced Wednesday he has a serious but curable form of cancer. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. God bless America and God save America, and may God help America in all these troubled times that we're going through, because it's not just about Democrats and Republicans. It's about America and putting America first, always has been, always will be. And these people that can't do that, then they don't really belong being where they're at now, do they? All right, well, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from somebody at Moss Family Automotive, especially Moss Nissan, asking me to meet one of my listeners who's just bought a vehicle from them. Could be somebody from Ohio, somebody from New York, somebody from Michigan, somebody from Missouri, whatever. But it's usually some people from outside the area, and they're coming over to pick up their vehicle, and they want to meet me because that's how they wound up buying the car, because they hear me talking about Moss Family Automotive out across the country. And there's a reason I do that. They're simply the best car dealer I've ever done business with, ever, period, end of story. Now, their motto is to be whatever, they do whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. But they've got a You Serve, You Save program that I've never seen like anyone else, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, and church pastors too, get a great deal afforded to you on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. In addition, you get Moss Care for the life of your vehicle, which is a free oil change and free tire rotations. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura are on Ford Avenue right here in Tampa, side by side. And then you've got the all-new Nissan dealership in Brooksville up on State Route 50, just this side of the parkway. Second driveway in from the parkway going east on the south side of the road. So check them out online, MossMAUSNissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open some more doors for you. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, tell us about the Republican Liberty Caucus and what it is you do, and you've got a couple things coming up.
Yeah, Republican Liberty Caucus, we bill ourselves as the conscience of the Republican Party. We're neither chartered nor affiliated with it, but at the local level, the grassroots level, and we're a part of the state charter organization under the National Republican Liberty Caucus, and the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida is far and away the largest, most influential of all those in the nation, and that's because of the things that we do. One is that last year we worked very hard to try to get the right Republicans, the America First Republicans, elected at the local, state, and national level, and we had some success at that. But we don't just then wash our hands up and say, hey, that's a job well done, or well, better luck next time. What we do is we lobby those whom we have elected to make sure they follow through on those things, and the priorities that we in America First folks have become their priorities. And we'll do that. And we will monitor and follow legislation both at the state and in Congress, and we will work hard to get all our membership to coalesce around other coalition partners that think as we do to try to advocate to either defeat bad legislation or to promote good legislation. And we've done that pretty well. And you don't even have to be a member to join us to do that. We put it out there because we're not all about promoting ourselves. We're about promoting doing the right thing. And so and towards that end, you know, here in the state legislature, they'll be meeting in 2023. They just finished a special session. But we will advocate and try to prepare our legislatures ahead of that to let them know what our priorities are and let them know where we will help and support them. Because you gotta help those that you help to get elected. You can't just simply step back. And that's what's given us some credibility and that what we need to work to maintain, and we will. So in March 14th and 15th, we'll be up in Tallahassee for a couple of days doing exactly that, lobbying to carry through. I got a good feeling about the Florida State Legislature. I really do. The new Senate and House leadership and the increased lead that the Republicans have in Florida, all under the leadership of Governor Ron DeSantis, which has been a good thing. So we're not wholly responsible for that, but I like to think that the Liberty Caucus has had a big role in that.
Well, I'm sure you have, based on what experience that I've had with your group, being at some of your meetings and having had the opportunity to talk to a couple of them as well. Now, one of the things that I do, and I get asked every day almost on the show, is I get asked to talk at different events and different meetings. And if I can do it, I'm more than happy to do it. I have a limited, I'm not going to travel halfway across country to go somewhere because I don't have a lot of time to do that unless it's on a weekend, maybe, and I use the word maybe. However, I have been invited to speak at the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club coming up on January the 18th. Now, it's going to be a luncheon for a couple of hours. It may last longer depending on the response that we get and how many people want to ask questions and whatnot. But I'm going to lay it all out on the line. I'm going to talk about America and how we take our country back. And we can't be these weak, meek little sheep out there anymore. We've got to get out there. And if they want to play dirty, we'll play dirtier. I'll do the Michelle Obama thing. Remember when she said that?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club, I am a member of that one. I'm a member of a couple of Republican clubs in addition to chairing the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. But that's a good place for you to be, as you know. Not your first time being there. That is far and away the largest membership here. And that group, some folks that attend that monthly luncheon, that is the one thing that they're able to attend. And so it's a good way to get the message out. And you'll have anywhere from 150 to 200 plus folks that will be in attendance there. So
That's great. I'm delighted. And even though that's the day that I teach homeschool co-op, I'm looking to try to get my youth involved in that. And we'll see if we can't make it happen right there, because I'd be delighted to, as always, to hear your message right there, as well as to promote it amongst the group that some of whom may have never heard it before, some of whom will be hearing it for the first time in a while. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to having lunch with you on that on the 18th.
Well, it's all about America. It's all about being American first and putting America first. We have to do that if we can't sit on our laurels anymore and just sit back and, you know, every time I hear somebody go, oh, what do you mean America first? That's one of them MAGA people and all that. Well, if that makes me a MAGA person, then so be it. But I'm an American and I'm an American first. Sorry.
Yeah. America first is something that preceded, that movement of America first preceded President 45 Donald Trump.
Darn right it did.
And it's got some of its roots in the Tea Party movement.
That's right.
It never totally went away.
And I was there.
Yeah, now maybe, you know, President Trump kind of pulled it in his side and then introduced MAGA and all that. But even if he is not the Republican nominee for President 2024, America first will survive.
Yep.
Notwithstanding, you know, that some of the folks, the two quasi-Republicans that served on the January 6th panel that would like to see and that want to clump America first, MAGA, and President Trump all together, wrong. You're miscalculating, as you often have. America First is a movement that preceded that, and it has gained effort and steam, and I'm glad to hear that. And I'm glad to hear folks like you with a national audience being able to promote it and to keep the troops energized.
Now, let me just run something by you. We've got the problem we've got in Buffalo, New York, is terrible. They're going to find more bodies, unfortunately, not only in the cars that were buried in the snowbanks, but also inside the houses where they haven't heard from people in a few days. But you've got Joe Biden, who hopped on an airplane and flew to St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. And why he's down there with all this trouble that's going on, I firmly believe that had Donald Trump remained the president, he would have been in Buffalo, New York right now helping to dig out people with a shovel.
Well, it just adds to the things, the optics, and he doesn't seem to care about that either. He's not thinking, he's ill-advised. But you're right, the place for the president is not there. But, hey, then again, he visits border states but doesn't visit the border. And then he has just the lamest excuses for not doing that, just as the optics and the message. I'm sorry, if you're leader of the free world and you're leader of the United States of America, there are certain expectations of you that you ought to expect of yourself. You shouldn't have to have, you know, Joe Citizen like you and I telling you, hey, this looks bad. Of course it looks bad.
All right, gotta let you go, sir, and make sure you say, I'm going to say good morning to you from George the Godfather, chiming in.
All right, always good to hear from you.
All right, we'll be talking to you soon, my friend. Okay, that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominique Spines and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right down there, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, they will take care of you second to nobody. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, too. And you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Now, if you're listening to me outside the area, maybe you're in, I don't know, Ohio, Georgia, Pennsylvania, whatever, you can call them up and tell them maybe you need some parts for your blinds or your shades or your shutters. Maybe you need something like that. Maybe you want to order some blinds or shades and, they'll send them to you as well. I mean, they'll give you a great deal. And here's the other thing, folks. If you are a military or first responder, all right, you'll get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Again, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. Now, there's something very interesting that's transpired with all of the snow and the colds that we've had around the country. An estimated 1.7 million businesses and homes faced power outages on Christmas Day this year, as the U.S. power grid faced an onslaught of pressure from surging heating demands. The more people turned on their heat, the more the power grids collapsed. And the Tennessee Valley Authority, which provides for 10 million people, said on December 23rd that demand was nearly 35% higher than average, necessitating the electricity giant to implement rolling blackouts temporarily. Some of you knew that. Some of you didn't know that. But now you're finding out about it. And here's the other thing. More than 6,000 megawatts of power generation, or nearly 20% of the load, was lost by TVA at one point last week at its Cumberland fossil plant when it went offline, in addition to problems at other gas-generating units. Now, on Wednesday, TVA issued an official statement apologizing for the power outages and pledging to undergo an internal review of how to respond better to extreme weather conditions. They said, and I quote, "This is not the way we want to serve our communities and customers," the company stated, adding that they are committed to sharing these lessons learned and the corrective actions they take in the weeks ahead to ensure they're prepared to manage significant events in the future. Now, meanwhile, the PJM interconnection, which serves some 65 million people in 13 eastern states, faced triple the power plant outages than were expected. Duke Energy and National Grid asked users to voluntarily conserve energy, with blackouts also eventually being reported. But most of the troubles weren't caused by a lack of preparation by the electrical providers. More often than not, they stem from severe weather, freezing wells and pipes and rendering machinery unusable. Now, the U.S. has failed to build more important infrastructure throughout our energy system. More energy storage, distributed power generation, interconnections across the major power grids, redundancy, and demand response are all needed. And we're not getting it. Instead, we're getting people like Pete Buttigieg to sit there and render a decision that he has no freaking clue what he's talking about. None. You might as well be talking to the Maytag repairman. My God. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, well, we're going to talk to somebody, I guess, about the power, because he was up there in Tennessee, if this is who I think it is. It's Eric in East Tennessee. He was up there in Tennessee, and I think you had problems with power up there, didn't you?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, sir, that's why I'm calling in this morning regarding the TVA issue. I think that it's important that people should realize that TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority, is the largest and oldest government-owned, operated power generation entity in the United States.
Yes.
It's been around since FDR, New Deal.
We know that.
They did some, yeah, roger that. They did some great things and stuff, particularly in this area, in the Appalachians area, you know, as far as power, you know, getting power out to the people. But here's the thing. In the area that I live in, we did experience rolling blackouts. But TVA is not the sole provider of electricity in this region. There, I think there's four or five other, other privately owned, if you will, you know, corporations.
Is Duke one of them? Is Duke one of them?
I do not believe so. I don't think that it's one of them. Now, this area is lucky because they do have natural gas. It's piped in from, you know, all the way from North Texas, believe it or not, the pipeline. There was rolling blackouts in this area for all people in this area, residential and commercial in the area. And I think that the thing people should also understand is you can go on the TVA website. And 39, I think it's greater than 36% of their energy production comes from nuclear power generation.
Correct.
And it goes all the way down to, how should I say, the more quote unquote sustainable, energy sources. Now, the more that they provide sustainable energy, the less power that is readily and consistently available, because a lot of, let's say 10% of the power is based off of, you know, wind power, you know, wind turbines and hydroelectric. If any one of those go down, you're down 5 to 10% of production, which can make all the difference in the world as far as keeping
it'll knock your power off. You get brownouts.
Right, exactly. Now, and I think what's sad, and this is my whole opinion here, what's sad is we live in the 21st century United States, and this is going on. Where's all the billions and billions and billions of dollars gone for all this so-called infrastructure improvement, you know, throughout the United States? And we can't keep the lights on in the United States of America.
It hasn't gone to infrastructure. That's the problem.
Exactly. No, that's, yes, it's a semi-rhetorical question. Yes, sir. Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Well, anyway, good talking to you, sir, this morning. Hope you have a pleasant new year. Talk to you later, sir. Have a good day. Simplify.
Take care. Okay, that's Eric in East Tennessee, and what he's saying is absolutely right. What's happened to all the money that was supposed to go to infrastructure? Well, it didn't go there. So where'd it go? Gee, let me think for a second. Maybe it went to balance somebody's budget. You think? You think they would do that? You think they would take money earmarked for something and use it for something else? Oh, you bet they would. Because they got to make the numbers look good. But in the meantime, you're losing one of the most valuable entities there is out there, and that's the power that you need in the middle of a 10 below zero night to stay warm. And I know I'm exaggerating because it wasn't necessarily 10 below zero where Eric was, but then again, maybe with the wind chill it was. But here's the thing, okay? America first has to be the rule. America first. We take care of those people in our own backyard first before we take care of anybody else for any reason. And that goes for the foreign aid that's out there. What the hell are we sending all this money overseas? Oh, we need a border wall in Syria. We need a border wall along Iraq. We need a border wall along Lebanon and Jordan. What are we sending the money over there for when we're the ones that need the border wall? We're the ones that need our infrastructure replaced. We know that. We've known that for years. Years. And they're not doing anything about it. Folks, the election can't come here quick enough again. And you need to remember all this stuff that's going on. You need to remember all this stuff that's going on. Okay, well, I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we venture into Friday, end of the week for the Monday through Friday crowd. I hope you have a great day. I hope you're staying warm. It's going to be a beautiful day down here. Hope it is where you're at. Have a great day. Remember, it's all about America. America first here on this program. God bless America. Take care, everybody.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.